proclaim June 4 through 10, 2017, to be Portland Timbers, Thorns FC, and T2 Stand Together Week.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite up our honored guests, Captain Jack Jewsbury, Stand Together Ambassador, Jordan Farwell, Community Relations Manager, and Timber Joey, America's most famous team mascot. Would the three of you please come forward? The mayor is about to read a proclamation, but if I could just say as an introduction, we are honored to have you here, all of you, especially Captain Jack Jewsbury, who had such a wonderful career until he retired in 2016 and now serves as such a great ambassador for the team. Colleagues, this is the 6th annual Timbers Stand Together Week, a week of service in our community. This year, the Timbers, the Thorns, and T2 will support local mission-driven nonprofits like ERCO, the Oregon Food Bank, Solve, Zanger Farm, and many others. We're proud of all the Timbers, of what the Timbers and Thorns do in our community, and today the mayor is going to issue a proclamation. Mayor Wheeler.
Yes, thank you for being here. Whereas the city of Portland is proud to be home to the professional soccer teams, the Portland Timbers, the Portland Thorns FC, and Timbers 2. And whereas the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 are committed to giving back to our community and promoting civic engagement through their community platform, Stand Together. And whereas the city of Portland is proud to partner with the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 in organizing the 6th anniversary of Stand Together Week, a week of community service from June 4th through June 10th, 2017. And whereas approximately 1,000 Stand Together volunteers, including Timbers, Thorns, and T2 players, the Timbers Army, the Rose City Riveters, coaches, staff, sponsors, and community members will come together for a week of service. And whereas volunteers will participate in 30 community events and projects throughout Portland, including building homes, removing ivy and other invasive species from local parks, restoring children's books, creating healing gardens, and leading soccer clinics. And whereas Stand Together will support local mission-driven nonprofits, including Active Children Portland, Children's Book Bank, Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, the Oregon Food Bank, Playworks, Solve, Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center, and Zanger Farm. And whereas Stand Together Week is a call to action by the city, the Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns FC, and Timbers 2, and our community partners to inspire people to give back through community service. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 4th through 10th, 2017, to be Portland Timbers, Thorns FC, and T2 Stand Together Week in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this week. Thank you.
So, welcome. So, Mayor, we're gonna turn first to Jack Jewsbury, who had a distinguished career with the Timbers, and as we know, in 2011 was named to the MLS All-Star team. It's an honor to have you, Captain Jack, if you could take it away.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you guys having us. As a player, this was a huge week for us to get out in the community and thank a community that gives so much to us week in, week out in the stadium. So, now to be on the other side of it, on the front office, it's a big, important week for us as well, where everybody gets out, contributes in different ways, and to get out into Portland with the players, with the front office, and with our fans. Timbers Army comes out and droves and really supports this. And so for you guys to recognize that, we appreciate it. We're excited about it, and there are a lot of opportunities, I think, Timbers.com/standtogether, there's opportunities for people to sign up and volunteer to be a part of these different projects throughout the city.
Thank you very much. We go to Timber Joey.
Well, thank you again for having us.
Get near the mic if you could.
Thank you again for having us. It's good to see you again, Mayor Wheeler.
It's good to see you too.
Been about 80 miles since the last time I saw you, I think. And it's good to be in here in front of you guys again today. And we really appreciate the proclamation. And we really encourage everybody in the city of Portland to not only get out for this Stand Together Week, but get out and volunteer in the community and make our community a better place, as we're trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jordan, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, just to reiterate, thank you guys so much for having us today. It's really exciting to have it officially proclaimed. We're all really excited to get started next week. We're going to have all of our athletes on all three teams at 30 projects throughout the 7 days. So we invite anybody that would like to join. As Jack said, there's still a lot of volunteer opportunities available at timbers.com/standtogether.
Thank you. Very good. Would you like to say a few words?
I think just echo what everybody else said. We're so grateful to be here and to have you guys acknowledge the work that we're doing and getting everybody involved in the community. We hope everyone can join us.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Timber Joy, let me give you this proclamation the mayor has signed. And could you again tell us where we can find information on the website about all the events?
Yeah, so if you go to timbers.com/standtogether, I believe there's a dash between the stand and together. There's a list of all of the available projects, and it'll take you to Hands On Portland for you to kind of peruse what projects are available, the whole calendar, and see what's open and sign up.
Terrific.
So it's all right there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you all for being here.
Is there a chance we could get a picture?
Sure. Yeah, love to.
Please.
While we are teeing up item 572, Carla, I overlooked one item. Since we are holding over items 607 and 608, those still need to be read into the record, and I neglected that. Could you read those two items, please?
607, approve rental rehabilitation conditional grant product guidelines.
And without objection, that's been held over till next week.
And 608, amend relocation assistance regulations in affordable housing preservation and Portland renter protections.
And without objection, that's also been rolled over to next week. And so the